Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Troubles will be out of sight.
Oh, yeah. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hope you can tolerate my love for the music of the season. It's one of my favorite times. And one of the reasons is because now my kids are old enough that they're starting to ask me all about it as well. In fact, this weekend we went out and got the tree. And we've done it every year that they've all been around. So, you know, my oldest is now 8 and the others are 6 and 3 going on 4. 4 going on 35. But anyway, there was such a gleeful joy to get in the car and to go pick out the Christmas tree and to get it home and to put it up and to get all the lights and the ornaments and stuff on. I mean, it took almost all day on Saturday to do, and they just didn't lose interest in it the whole time. So it's fun. I'm a sucker for the holidays. I'm a sucker for family. It's the way it should be. It's one of the things I really appreciate about the Bushes, watching them mourn the loss of their dad. It's just obvious he was a huge figure in their life and just really a figure of consequence. Anyway, having said that, I've got a free gift for you. Have you gotten it yet? It's the bottle of CoQ10ergy, the energy drink that gives you 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10. It is sugar-free, caffeine-free, carb-free. It's good for you. It's energy that's good for you. And a free bottle of it is yours when you go to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and ask for it. I'm even going to pay the shipping to get it to you. Finally tonight, there is a mayor out west, a little town called Portland, that plans to bring a new pilot program before his city council. For final approval very, very soon. Now, this mayor wants to do something to help the law enforcement aspect of the crime of his city. He feels like it's important to do things that make the city more safe. So, and he's figured out how to try to fund this program. He is famous for making very controversial changes to the law enforcement programs in that city. He cut a mounted patrol cops on horseback program from the city budget last year. And a year later, the city council set a deadline to implement some new ideas that he had. This newest one, I really think it's gonna win people's hearts, I'm sure, because now when responding to property crimes and burglaries and break-ins, they have a whole section of the police department that will be doing so without a firearm. Yeah, a police officer without a firearm. Okay. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.